T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have been looking forward to this all damn day. The Hard Rock Casino. We started this a few weeks ago, and I was just putting my money up and trying to get these guys to predict some games and maybe win some money if they can get them all right. But I've added a new wrinkle today where they are now risking punishment if they get everything wrong. Everything. Oh. It's like, you know, you go 1-2, whatever, 2-1. I'm talking everything. You go 0-3, you have to suffer a punishment.
You should do this to Lee Sterling.
I'm with you, Dono. Hell yeah.
Great idea. Yeah, why let him come on scot-free? That's a great idea. So Jen Figueroa is here. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
And Dono, you just heard him. Hello, Dono. You did the morning show today.
What's going on, guys? I know Jay Must Fig and I are kind of, Jay Fig worked with me. And she actually had to go to the studio, so she woke up earlier than me. So I would imagine we're both tired.
Dan Day is here. He loves a casino on a Friday, right?
TGIF, baby.
All right. So without further ado, I've been told there's a brand new open for the Hard Rock Casino. So fire it off, Solana.
Elegance. Splendor. Class. Style.
The standard of New Vegas. Bet, win money, eat a sandwich, all at the Hard Rock Casino.
Wait a second.
This is my fave.
Here's our song.
I like Crowder.
We have to do a whole segment on this song. Because it's so mortifyingly embarrassing. Just picture, this is the song they play at Planet Hollywood Casino. So I just want you to picture me and Crowder hammered. Yeah. It's a Saturday night in Vegas. There are hot women dancing on the tables at Planet Hollywood, which is what happens there.
Yes.
And he and I are on a burner at the roulette table. We are on a heater, so we've got chips and chips stacked in front of us. This song comes on, which happens to be awful, but we didn't know it in our drunk state.
Nope.
And we are partying like rock stars. Crank this up for a sec, Solana. We are high-fiving people walking by, just dropping money on cocktail waitresses, trays. We're doing like a dance. And this is the song. Crank it up.
Bro, I'm telling you, the first time you hear it compared to the 44th when you're drunk and winning, guys, it's way better when you got $1,000 in front of you and you had 6 drinks. I'm telling you.
It's Planet Hollywood, so it's PH. They call it PH, Planet Hollywood. So the song is PHAMOUS. This is essentially a commercial that was written just for Planet Hollywood, but we're dancing like it's the latest from Migos, and we don't know. And there's this, you know, there's like a parade of women, the new dancers that come out when they play this song at the top of the hour. And I'm telling you, Crowder and I mean, when you're winning in Vegas and drinking and everything's great, this song sounds like Stairway to Heaven. Like, you think it's the greatest thing ever written. Like, then you listen to it, it's a Ballpark Franks jingle.
I actually like it.
Looking at a roulette table. Me and Hawk are a seat apart, and we're slapping each other's hands to the beat as it's playing. Because, bro, it was. I'm not proud as I look back. I'm
so ashamed as I look back, but the moment was so great. Crank it up again, Solana. I want to be back there.
I could go to the table.
I was out
my
seat.
Bro, I could walk to the table we were at the first time.
Me too. Me too.
I promise I could.
I kind of wish you were wearing a Furby necklace right now.
Little uncut gems for the Hard Hawk Casino. I will say you're open for my casino, Solana. I pictured it as more of a down and dirty, gritty casino. You made it elegance, but I'll take it. Whatever. All right, so here's what we're doing. We do this on Fridays. I bring on Jen here and Dono and Dan, Solana, of course, and Crowder. I give them three games that they have to predict. Just win or lose. They don't have to worry about the lines. And then a total. And I've told them, if they go 3-0, I give them $100. Period, end of story. $100. No one's gone 3-0 yet. But I'm adding a new wrinkle today, because why should I be the only one risking something? So the new wrinkle is, if you go 0-3, you get served a punishment.
I cringe and you every have time to you do it. Wrinkle.
I know. And each week will be a different punishment. And so now you've got something. You've got skin in the game now. So I will tell you what your punishment is, and by being on this segment, you agree to do the punishment if you
gotta go.
You go 0-3. So we're gonna start with Crowder. I'm gonna make you guys pick the Marlins Braves game tonight. Just pick the winner. Pablo Lopez pitching for the Fish. Then the Grizzlies and Blazers, they've got that little play-in game tomorrow. And then I'm going to ask you for the total score of the Grizzlies-Blazers game. And if you're within 10, either way, high or low, so you really have a 20-point window there. If you go 3-0, you get $100 from me. You go 0-3, you get the punishment. Now, Crowder, your punishment, you had goofed earlier in the show that you're not eating a tub of cottage cheese.
Nope.
It does involve cottage cheese. This is what you have to do if you go 0-3. You have to tweet. No context. No, I lost a bet. You just have to tweet. I have to be honest. Hawk was right. Cottage cheese really is an excellent snack. And then you have to put a black fist emoji and a white fist emoji. No context. And if people ask what you're doing, you cannot respond with, I lost a bet. It's just got to stay up there in perpetuity on your Twitter account. All right?
I got you. Right. Yes, I'm
Marlins,
down.
Marlins Braves tonight. Who's your winner?
I got the Braves. Coming back
going
home,
Braves.
I think they're excited. I know Marlins are good. Braves aren't great. I got the Braves. I have the Trailblazers because my man Dame is stupid, so I got to go with him. And I have the total being 2:30.
All right, 2:30. What time is it when you got to go to the dentist? 2:30.
2:30.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bad joke.
That's comedy. All right, Jen Figueroa, are you ready to enter the Hard Hawk Casino?
I'm excited. Let's go.
All right. Now, you were closest to winning last week, by the way. So $100 if you go 3-0. Now, if you go 0-3, would you like to know what your punishment will be?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. You have to sing The Heat Is On live on the show.
Yes.
All right. We'll celebrate the Heat playoffs starting on Tuesday. So either Monday or Tuesday, you will have to sing. We'll get the vocal. We'll get the karaoke track. You will provide the vocal live on the air. The Heat Is On. All right?
That is so embarrassing, but let's go.
Okay, because I know you're you fancy yourself a musician. So do you sing?
I sing, but I'm not going to do that correctly here.
Okay. But no. You don't have to sing now, but you're going to do it if you go 0-3. That's the agreement.
Where would
you
do it?
Yeah, but it won't be correctly.
Where would you do it correctly?
My shower.
Just leave it be. All right. Braves or Marlins tonight?
I'm going Marlins.
All right. Marlins. Trailblazers or Grizzlies tomorrow?
Trailblazers.
All right. And your total score?
235.
All right.
Cheating off my sheet.
Actually, no, I had it written down for a while. Okay, so.
Alex Dono. here in the Hard Hawk Casino, your punishment, if you go 0-3, without context as well, you have to tweet out a picture of yourself taking a bubble bath.
Okay.
All right. So it's just, you know, just your head. Everything else is covered in bubbles. Everything else is covered Fair in enough. Bubbles. You can wear a hat if you want, but no context. There can be no words on the tweet. It is just the picture of you. And again, if someone says, what is this? You can't respond, I lost a bet, you know?
Okay. Just, usually, you know, I only take those pictures behind a paywall, so I'm doing everybody a favor.
Yeah, I know. Usually you save it for your fans only account, so this will be public. All right, so Dono, Marlins or Braves tonight?
I'm going Braves by a final score of 3-2.
No, don't need the final score. It doesn't matter. Trailblazers or Grizzlies tomorrow?
Trailblazers.
All right, everybody's picking the Blazers tomorrow. Interesting.
Your research.
And your final score of the Blazers-Grizz game.
It's going to be pretty similar to the other guesses we've gotten. I have a feeling maybe we all looked at the over-under for this one, but I'm going to go 228.
All right, 228. All right, Solana, Alejandro Solana, here you are in the elegance of the Hard Hawk Casino. Would you like to know what your... Here's the problem. I was saying this to Crowder earlier in the show. Solana doesn't embarrass. You know what I mean? Like, he just... He doesn't embarrass, so I it's hard to. So I'm just going to try to make him physically uncomfortable if he were to go 0-3. So Solana, if you go 0-3, you have to work Monday in a suit and tie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool.
You have to come into the studio. I know he'll like it. There's nothing I can do where he's going to go, oh, I don't want to. Oh, perfect. So suit and tie. I mean, to the nines,
can
and you got to do the entire show.
Can I wear an ascot?
You can wear an ascot.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Cool. All right.
All right, but the entire show obviously will need photographic proof. Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's no way to punish this guy.
I know, I know. This is. I was saying to Crowder earlier. I might, you know, as we move along, I might have him like he has to produce the show on a Monday with a space heater in the studio turned up to high. Like, just to literally try to make him physically uncomfortable, because mentally I can't damage him. He's already too damaged. All right, Braves or Marlins, Solana?
Fish.
All right, Marlins and Blazers or Grizz?
I got Grind City.
Grind City You're Media, so our friend Mike Wallace, of course, the purveyor of Grind City Media. And total score, Solana.
I will have to say before I give my total score, Crowder, Dono, and Jay Fig clearly not watching enough elimination basketball. When you're playing the Grizzlies, this is going to be a grind.
I have to tell you, this is the annoying guy at the table at the casino. There's always a guy at the craps table that knows more than everyone else, and he's not afraid to share it with you. And
well, he knows more than Vegas, apparently.
Right.
I think the over-under for this game is 234.
Because,
right? But Solana's
been watching it, yes.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with Vegas. They're buying into the Damian Lillard big scoring night after night, and when you're playing an elimination game, everything's out the window. Win or go home. You need to hit shots, and that becomes difficult in an elimination game. So I'm saying 205 will be the final score.
All right. Oh, wow. You're going very low there.
205.
Crowder, by the way, just texted. He accidentally disconnected. He was laughing, kicked the power cord out, and so now he's reconnecting. So that's where he just disappeared to. All right. Dan Day, you're in the Hard Hawk Casino. How's it feel to you?
It's a little cold. Turn the AC down, but other than that, I'm good to go.
All right, so now if you go 0-3, obviously you go 3-0, I give you $100. You go 0-3. Dan Day was another one that I have a tough time coming up with some sort of punishment because I don't know. I can't get a beat on this guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know. So here's my thought, and only because I'd like to see it. You have to come to work Monday in jean shorts, a tucked-in T-shirt, a jean jacket, and a baseball hat.
I don't
all right,
know if
just because, well, you better find it if you lose.
I have all those items, so don't worry.
All right, there you go. Because I really want to see that. So you'd have to come to work Monday, jean shorts, tucked in T-shirt, jean jacket, baseball hat. I'm really trying to figure out if he's the carny that ripped me off about 10 years ago at the South Florida Fair. I got to see him in the uniform.
I was going to say, you're asking me to be Denim Dan.
I imagine there was a Denim Dan at some point in your life.
Oh, there's pictures of Denim Dan all over the internet.
All right, Marlins or Braves tonight?
I'm going to go with the Marlins.
All right, the Marlins. Grizzlies or Trailblazers tomorrow?
Oh, Rip City, baby. We're going with the Blazers.
All right, and everybody loves Hassan Whiteside. And final score for the game?
241.
When you tweeted that out yesterday, Solana, that Whiteside went in, and then what happened? They went 1-for-15 or something?
Yeah, the Blazers were up.
Or they
nine.
Went on a 15-1, the Grizzlies went on a 15-1 run?
Right. Damian Lillard hits a fallaway three. They go up 9. Hassan Whiteside comes in, gets 2 early points, and then the Nets go on a 15-1
run. Or the Nets,
run.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nets go on a 15-1 run. Hassan gets subbed out late in the third, never gets back on the court.
All right, here we go. Play our song for the Hard Rock Casino here. Give us a little Famous. Crowder, you've got the Braves tonight. The Trailblazers with a score of 230. Go 3-0, I give you $100. Go 0-3, you tweet out, I have to be honest, Hawk was right. Cottage cheese really is an excellent snack paired with the black and white fist emojis.
Deal.
Jen Figueroa, you've got the Marlins tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, and 235 is your total. If you go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, you are singing The Heat Is On, the entire song, live on our show Monday or Tuesday, all right?
Let's go.
Dono, you've got the Braves tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, and a total score of 228. Go 3-0, I give you $100. Go 0-3, you will tweet out a picture of you taking a bubble bath.
I'm going to take the picture tonight and save it to drafts just in case.
It's so great. Solana, you've got the Marlins tonight. You've got the Grizzlies tomorrow. Final score of 205. And if you go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, you work Monday in a suit and tie. All right?
Can't wait.
And Dan Day, you've got the Marlins tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, total score of 241. Go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, and you are coming to work Monday in jean shorts with a tucked-in T-shirt, a jean jacket, and a baseball hat.
Denim Dan.
All right, Denim Dan on Monday. All right, there you go. Crank it up as we all leave the Hard Rock Casino. And Jay Figg and Dono and Dan Dale check back in the 5 o'clock hour for the Searing Pain movie review. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.